At Tallahassee Community College's Advanced Manufacturing Center, students are getting up close and personal with equipment they're likely to find on factory floors, like this industrial glue mixer. Bruce Batten heads the program, and he says the hands-on approach to learning is a major part in how the manufacturing process is taught.
And I really love that principle where you talk about something, you discuss it for 30, 45 minutes, and then you're up doing it. You're reinforcing everything you just talked about, and they're doing the measurements, they're doing the calculations, and they're saying, oh yeah, that's why that affects this. That's how that works.
Many of the students at TCC's training program go straight into jobs at companies like Danfoss TurboCore, where employees are busy making compressors that can cool buildings the size of football fields. Danfoss's Human Resource Director David Bowman says these are the kind of jobs and partnerships needed to keep the U.S. ahead of its global competitors.
That is where business will be going. That is where the future lies. And if the United States isn't on board and leading that curve, then another country will.
And it's partnerships like the one between TCC and Danfoss that President Barack Obama says he wants to see more of.
Join me in a national commitment to train 2 million Americans with skills that will lead directly to a job.
In his State of the Union address, the president made a call for more workforce training programs at community and state colleges, something also highlighted by U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan as he stopped at TCC Wednesday to expound on the president's idea for what science and technology-based workforce training means for the nation's economic future.
Our country's going to get back on its feet, and community colleges are this amazing tool to help families get the skills they need, healthcare jobs, green energy jobs, STEM jobs, IT, whatever it might be. Community colleges are a huge part of the answer. So I'm out traveling the country visiting many, many community colleges and really trying to shine a spotlight on the amazing work that's going on to strengthen families and strengthen communities.
Duncan's visit and the president's comments come as the Florida legislature works to find ways to revamp the state's higher education system. The state wants to produce more graduates with science, technology, engineering, and math degrees, also called STEM. The focus has mostly been on universities, but right now the community colleges are putting out students with the training and certifications to go directly into the workforce. But a series of state legislative changes over the years, like allowing community colleges to offer four-year degrees, has state lawmakers like Senator Evelyn Lynn worried that the schools may try to act more like their larger university counterparts and lose their focus on the kind of career training they're known for.
Community colleges are the key to our workforce needs in the state of Florida, and I am fearful that we have gotten them into this desire to go with a four-year degree to such an extent that maybe we're losing the very important focus of that two-year program or certificate program or any kind of workforce preparation.
As Florida begins to mold its version of higher education reform, state leaders like House Speaker Dean Cannon say they want to focus on the structure of the system and make sure that the focus on workforce training doesn't get lost. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.